Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I decided to renew an old morning routine, which worked very well for almost all my adult life. Arise early, say 5:30 to 6:30, make coffee, take a shower, dress for the day, pour a cup, and begin the day with devotional time. Notice where coffee comes in. It's the getting up early that's the hard part. I don't know if it's the medication, old age, or laziness, but I have to pull myself up, and coffee is a good incentive. Hoping you enjoy your morning cup whenever you like. Today, we are taking some wisdom from Paul. In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. Gradually, over time, with age and the cancer, some of my good habits have been ignored. But the fact is, I am feeling far too good to let myself fall into lazy. I do need more sleep, and don't have the energy level I once did. But if I pace myself, there really is no reason for me to let myself be lazy. Of course, it is my choice. I can watch several hours of TV at night, thus not getting enough sleep, or not being able to get up early, which is the best time for my devotion and prayer. That time always makes my day go better. I can talk myself out of exercise because it's too cold to walk, or I don't want to deal with the soreness after a gym visit. I can give into my sweet tooth, and eat a sleeve of chocolate mint Girl Scout cookies and overwork my pancreas. I can neglect my garden in spring planting and miss fresh tomatoes. I can do all those things. No one is going to yell at me or reprimand me, except maybe my doctor. It's all lawful for me, as Paul says, but such habits are not helpful. In behaving that way, I miss out on physical and spiritual health, positive mood, and I feel purposeless and generally unenergetic. Good habits are not easy to start or restart. The bad ones are usually very undemanding. Which brings me to the last book the TNC Book Club chose. It was not my choice. The title is Better Than Before, and it is about changing habits. I felt like I had good habits for the most part. Well, there's that thing about being late and staying away from sugar. And as I mentioned, getting up early and getting my day started off positively. But for the most part, I thought I really didn't need this self-help book. But as you can probably tell by now, the book hit home. It helped me identify and define the source of some unsettling, irritating, frustrating feelings I have been dealing with in terms of wasting time, not getting things done, forgetting to do things, etc. Seasons of life bring on new demands and release you from others. My whole life has been ordered to some degree or other. School through college, various jobs along the way, then children, and work, 50 plus years of morning routine. Routines that were essential to prevent chaos and keep me growing closer to the Lord. And then at 70, I retired. It was nice at first, but fairly quickly I had to establish a new routine. And then cancer, and a whole new routine. In that first year, there were days when the routine consisted of resting all day. Now in the third year on the clinical trial medication, I realized I liked my old routine, especially in the morning. The author of the book in chapter 2 describes what she calls four tendencies. Upholder, that's me. I've always referred to myself as a type A doer. The upholder is described as one who responds to outer and inner expectations. The first thing they think of when they wake up is what's on the agenda for today. They avoid making mistakes or letting people down, including themselves. That's a killer for me. I have felt like I was not getting things done. Part of that is not getting up in the morning, as I described in the beginning of this podcast. I have been asking the Lord to help me get myself back on track for some time. And then this book, which I thought would be a waste of time, showed up. As it turns out, it has been the push I needed. It is amazing how much better I feel mentally about me the day ahead if I get up early, get ready for the day, have my coffee, take Apollo for a short walk, and sit in my office and have my quiet devotion time. This morning, I received a huge blessing from my morning walk with Apollo. Walking is a time for prayer and gratefulness. The birds are singing. The sun is coming up. And today, there on the driveway of a neighbor's house was a chalk drawing of a window pane in spring colors, and under it was written, God is everywhere. Yes, yes. I have been asking the Lord to help me get back into my comfortable routine, and here I am. A prayer, a book, and a confirmation blessing. There he goes again, reminding me that good spiritual and physical habits are the choice for happiness, and letting me know he is everywhere. Let us pray. Precious Lord, your word is filled with wisdom for living life. I pray this morning that each of us will hear what we need to hear, and if we realize some choice changes are in order, that we will turn to you for the strength, the courage, the wisdom we need. Thank you so much for paying attention to the little things in our lives that can stand in our way of a growing relationship with you. Also, Lord, this morning I pray for all the Ukrainian people and for comfort in their suffering. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.